This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Misty Mayhem grew up in a little town of the Poconos. Great place to be a kid, but Misty knew from a very young age that her dreams were too big for that place. Visions of MTV appearances, Billboard charts, and music awards were dancing in her head. Finally, she made it out, moved to L.A., but the music industry demanded some compromises that Misty was not prepared to make, so now she plays music that is close to her heart. Acoustic, soulful songs that she says are her medicine. And she's found two other musicians who bring out the best in her guitar and voice, Alana Schreiner and on the cello, and Brian Short on the drum and the cajon. And together they are the Misty Mayhem Trio. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you. Misty, tell us more about that hometown and your dreams of sort of getting out.
It was a great little town to grow up in as a child. But then the older I got, I realized that it just wasn't going to work for my dreams of becoming a musician. So I knew I needed to move to a bigger city. I first moved to Florida, and then I met Bo Diddley, and then I went on tour and wound up in L.A. And then I was pretty much met with the fact that my idealistic dreams weren't very realistic, actually.
What was the collision here?
Well, there's a lot of controversy with the Weinstein issue right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I, too, experienced something very similar to that. And I had to make the decision as to whether or not I would go through those compromises or just be the musician I already was.
So you are who you are now. Then what'd you do next?
I moved back to Florida, and then I got a $50,000 record deal with Celeband, and I went on tour to Europe, and I got to experience many other parts of my dreams, and it was lovely. And then, moved back to the States and wound up in North Carolina.
Well, I want to hear about a great mentor of yours and a story about how you may have gotten to that $50,000 grant, but first, how about some music?
Sure. Special place and time. Being grateful for opening my eyes is enough. Sometimes I say it's a good day to be alive. Yes, it is. Every moment holds a key that opens another door. But those keys won't work on those new doors no more. If you find yourself in a dark place, maybe you're just being planted. And one day you'll blossom open with the gifts you were granted. I say it's a good day to be alive. Being able to share this special place and time. Being grateful for opening my eyes is enough. Sometimes I say it's a good day to be alive. Yeah. Slope. So if you're sliding down the mountain, look around for a friend or someone to confide in. All of us brothers and sisters are here to help each other. making it to the top alone don't mean nothing without shelter. I say it's a good day to be alive, being able to share this special place and time. Being grateful for opening my eyes is enough. Sometimes I say it's a good day to be alive. Oh, oh. Lord, I said amen. Lord, I said amen.
Good day to be live, the Misty Mayhem Trio. Misty is going to be at the Niche Wine Lounge in Holly Springs tonight. The whole trio is going to be in Apex on November 4th at Abbey Road. Great song.
Thank you.
You talked about disappointments in L.A., going to Florida. You're there, and there's a story you tell about having a truck for sale, and a guy drives up. Take it from there.
Oh, yeah. So there was this vehicle for sale in the yard of this house I lived in. And I lived in a hippie house, so there was about 20 of us. Yeah. And I didn't know whose car it was.
20 of you in one truck.
Yes.
There you go.
And so this old man in this pickup truck asks about, you know, how much the car is. And I say, I don't know. Let me find out. I go in the house. I can't find anyone except my bandmate. And my bandmate knew something was up, and he goes, oh, my gosh, have him listen to your CD. Go back out there, tell him to listen to the track Four You Wrote, which at that time I wrote was based on I Want Candy, the song I Want Candy. And so I'm 19 at this time. The guy's about 76. And I go, sir, I don't know about the car, but here's my number. Give me a call, let you know, and listen to my CD. You might like it. And he drives away. And then he came back 5 minutes later, and he goes, little lady, you're coming over to my house tonight. I live right down the street. Bring me triple Smirnoff beer, black, and vanilla ice cream, sugar-free. Bring your guitar. 8 o'clock. We're going to jam. And he drove away, and he didn't give me any money, but I got the stuff anyway. And I walked to his house, and there were square guitars all over the walls, and he was playing my song in the studio. And he goes, little lady, this is my jam. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you like it. I wrote it off I Want Candy, and he just almost got this infuriated look on his face, and he goes, no, I mean, literally, this is my jam. You jacked me. You're ripping me off, and you're not even playing my beat right. So sit down. You don't know diddly. And it was Bo Diddley himself, and he proceeded to mentor me for the next few years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about a Harvey Weinstein moment, though. I have to say that, you know, come on over to my house and bring some booze.
Right.
But you went, and God bless you, and it all worked out much better than that.
Yes, it was a blessing.
So I want to hear more about that. Let's hear another song, okay. And then I'm going to come back and find out what it's like to be mentored by Bo Diddley after you rip off his riff.
When I lift my head up, I'm reminded of all the words you said. It's the way the wind blows that pulls a memory from inside my head. I won't freeze, I won't stop till you tell me to. Oh, my wallet may be empty, but my account overflows over you. You leave me speechless, leave me breathless, leave me smiling.
till you tell me to. Till you tell me to.
Misty Mayhem Trio. The Misty Mayhem Trio is Misty Mayhem, Ilana Shiner, and Brian Short all here. Misty's going to be at the Niche Wine Lounge in Holly Springs tomorrow, and then the whole trio is going to be in Apex at Abbey Road on November 4th. So tell us more now about this. So now, Bo Diddley, you've brought the appropriate drink and food.
Yes.
maybe by way of apology. And he's not having. So how does this go for you now in terms of the mentoring?
So it started with me sharing just songs I had written with him, and he wanted to have me come over more often so that he could go over the dissonance. There was the separation where I was classically trained in school, in my public school, and I could sing in key, but I wasn't delivering the emotion. I wasn't very believable when it came to singing the blues or different songs. So he brought out the emotion in me, and we were working, it might have been 6 months in, where I was just going over to his house weekly, and basically we were jamming. We're just having a lot of fun. But there was this one song we were working on, and I wasn't delivering the emotion he was looking for. And out of the blue, he just said, you know, I don't think you should come over anymore. I think you should become a mother or go to college or go do something, but music isn't going to be your thing. And I was horrified. I couldn't believe what he was saying to me. He had never said anything like that before. And I started, my eyes started to water and my face got hot. And then he pressed the record button. He goes, well, you can sing it one more time if you think you can, but then I want you to leave. And I sang at him so hard. I sang harder than I ever sang before. And that's when I realized what was going on. And he started to cry. He's like, I'm so sorry I had to do this to you, but you weren't going to give it to me any other way. So it was a beautiful thing. And he continued to mentor me after that until I finally moved away from Florida.
Is that something that you can carry with you? I mean, that obviously is a profound moment, but now he's not going to be there and you're not going to have that jolt for every song you sing. What do you do with that, taking it forward?
Oh, I carry him with him in my heart box wherever I go. And I'm always reminded by his lessons and his teachings. So it's still like he's still with me in a way. He's still with me for sure.
Well, we're going to hear another sample of that before we go. And, of course, you can catch Misty Mayhem and the trio around the state. Check our website, stateofthings.org. But first of all, I'm going to give you time to play us out. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Misty Mayhem Trio, Misty Mayhem on guitar and vocals, Brian Short on percussion, and Ilana Shiner on the cello. Misty Mayhem is going to be performing solo at the Niche Wine Lounge in Holly Springs. The trio is going to be at Abbey Road in Apex on November 4th, and you can find out all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Ormond, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brookland, and Jernai Aniwar. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the Misty Mayhem Trio.
Throwing me beaming and down, clouds with thunder, baby. I wouldn't wanna be.